Chapter 43, Balance. Life is about balance, the steady, ongoing adjustment between effort and ease, seriousness and fun, giving and receiving, ambition and rest. Too much of anything throws you off. Work too hard and you burn out. Play too much and you drift. Eat too much and you suffer. Deny yourself too much and you wither. Happiness lives in the middle ground. Balance does not mean perfection every day. It means adjusting as you go, like a tightrope walker leaning left and right but still moving forward. Regardless of how much passion you have for any one thing, doing too much of one single thing leads to less than positive results. Life wants to be balanced. I am not sure how many areas make up a well-balanced life, but here are the five I keep in mind and rely on. Health, body, and mind. Family, spirituality, work, play. These are not ranked in order of importance because all five work together. When one collapses, the others feel it. The cost of imbalance. How many times have you seen someone who reached unbelievable heights in one area of life only to discover their life totally sucked in another? Think of the famous golfer who appeared to have a perfect life, yet his personal world fell apart with infidelity and dishonesty. Or the incredibly talented, handsome actor who had the number one comedy show on television, only to throw it away to satisfy addictions and self-destruction. Or the legendary singer, songwriter, and performer with the silver glove who spiraled into bizarre medications and tragic choices driven by inner demons. The list goes on, but the point is clear. When one area of life becomes so inflated that it crushes the others, the imbalance eventually leads to unhappiness. Success without stability collapses. Achievement without health empties out. Fame without grounding destroys from the inside. The wisdom of the dying. I once read a remarkable book written by a doctor who worked with dying patients. He spent years studying people who had only a short time left to live, hoping to understand what truly matters when life is close to its end. In his entire career, he never once heard a dying person say, "I wish I had spent more time at the office. I wish I had made more money." Not once. What they did say consistently was, "I wish I had spent more time with the people I love. I wish I had taken better care of myself. I wish I had enjoyed life more instead of rushing through it. I wish I had lived true to myself." These are the revelations that only surface when everything unnecessary falls away, and only the truth remains. Here's my advice. If you do not take care of your health, then every other achievement becomes hollow. Money can bring enjoyment, but it cannot buy happiness. If you do not have close family relationships, then your greatest triumphs will not fill the emptiness you feel inside. If you do not have faith in something greater than mankind and materialism, you miss the chance to experience the serenity, joy, peace, love, and deeper happiness that spirituality brings. If all you do is work, you miss out on the real rewards of life. If you do not take time to play and have fun, you will never enjoy the fruits of your labor. Stay balanced and live happy. The five pillars of a balanced life. Let's look at the five essential areas more closely. 1. Health, body, and mind. This is the foundation of everything. Without physical and mental well-being, nothing else holds up. Eat well, sleep deeply, move your body, challenge your mind, and protect your emotional health. Your body is the vehicle that carries you through life, and your mind is the driver. If either breaks down, the journey stops. 2. Family. Your family, whether biological or chosen, forms your emotional backbone. Success feels empty when it has no one to share it with. Invest in relationships. Make time for conversations, celebrations, forgiveness, and memories. These are the real treasures of life. 3. Spirituality. Whether you follow a religion, meditate, reflect, or simply feel connected to something greater than yourself, spirituality anchors you. It gives you faith when life is shaky and humility when life is smooth. It centers your heart and clarifies your purpose. 4. Work. Work gives you meaning, challenge, contribution, and financial stability. It is healthy and rewarding to pursue excellence. Just remember that work is only one dimension of a full life. Success should never come at the expense of everything else. 5. Play. Yes, adults need play too. Laughter, hobbies, fun, games, creativity, travel, relaxation, and pure joy. Play renews your energy, lifts your spirits, and reminds you that life is not only meant to be accomplished, but enjoyed. Why balance matters. Think of a wheel. If one spoke breaks, the wheel wobbles. If several break, the wheel collapses entirely. Balance is not a luxury. It is a requirement for mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. Balanced people are happier, more resilient, more productive, more creative, healthier, better friends and partners, more fulfilled. Balance does not mean dividing your life into perfect 20% slices. It means adjusting as needed, being honest with yourself, and choosing priorities consciously instead of drifting into extremes. A simple exercise for realignment. Try this today. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate each of the 5 areas: health, family, spirituality, work, and play. Whichever area scores the lowest is the one quietly asking for your attention. Then ask yourself, what is one small thing I can do this week to improve this area? Not a big leap, just a small shift. Balance is built by adjustments, not overhauls. Final thoughts. Life is a dance between effort and ease, ambition and rest, giving and receiving, seriousness and joy. When one part of life grows too large, the others shrink. Happiness cannot survive in extremes. It flourishes in balance. Tend to your health. Nurture your family. Honor your spirit. Be proud of your work. Make time to play. Stay balanced and live happy.